Welcome back to Giants.com, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk, and here are your three matchups to watch when the Giants host the undefeated Carolina Panthers at 1 o'clock at MetLife Stadium. And let's start on the defensive side of the ball for the Carolina Panthers, one of the best defenses in the league, and a lot of it has to do with their leader, Luke Kuechly. Giants center Weston Richburg knows the Giants will have to be hitting on all cylinders to beat maybe the best middle linebacker in all of football.
You can tell he loves the play. He has a lot of fun out there, and it'll be important for us to match his intensity because, his intensity flows over to his teammates. So it'll be our job to kind of match that and then overtake that.
And, Paul, Weston Richburg talked about his intensity, how hard he plays, but he's also one of the smartest players in the league.
You know, John, great player against the run, but you're talking about brains. How about what he does against the pass? This guy's got four interceptions as a middle linebacker. He's knocked down a dozen passes in terms of pass breakups. He's just all over the place. And when you have a guy like that who can go sideline to sideline as well as crunch you at the line of scrimmage, you got yourself one force to reckon with.
And he is one of the big reasons the Carolina Panthers are number one in the National Football League in taking the ball away. More than two takeaways per game, number one in turnover ratio in the NFL as well. Giants wide receiver Reuben Randle talked about why the Panthers are so good at taking the ball away.
They just have some smart players, especially in their linebacking core, gets them in great position to make plays. And it's going to be up on us to make sure we don't give them any opportunities, make sure we take care of the football. And once our opportunity does hit, we make them pay for it.
And, Paul, we already talked about Luke Kuechly, Thomas Davis, another good veteran, smart linebacker. And then in the secondary, Kirk Coleman has interceptions in five straight games, six of his last seven, and Josh Norman has been perhaps the best cornerback in all of football.
And then it's funny because you didn't mention Harper or Tillman, who are the experienced guys back there. Between the two of them, they've got over 20 years of NFL action. So you're talking about the two really talented guys with the two experienced guys. Now you've got the mix of brains and athleticism. That's what makes that defensive secondary so good.
And then throwing Kawan Short, getting after the quarterback, the Panthers with 40 sacks, and you're starting to figure out why the Panthers have such an unbelievable defense. But the Panthers' offense has been good this year as well. They're averaging more than 30 points per game. They've run the ball, they pass the ball, and of course the centerpiece of that offense is Cam Newton. But we've heard a lot about Cam all week long. So let's focus on one of his weapons, tight end Greg Olsen. Now, he hurt his knee last week, but he's practicing. He looks like he is going to play on Sunday. Giants safety Cooper Taylor is one of the guys that's going to try to slow Olsen down. Here's what he sees on tape.
He's having an incredible year, Newton's go-to guy and having a career year for them. An incredible athlete for his size, great player, great competitor, great blocker, just as good as a receiver as blocking as well.
And Greg Olsen, as Cooper Taylor just mentioned, a two-way player. He can run, he can block, he can catch. And, Paul, the Panthers love setting him up using their play-action pass.
You know what it is, John? He's got over 60 catches, and he's averaging over 14 yards a catch. To be perfectly honest with you, you older fans will remember the 86 Giants and how Phil Simms used Mark Bavaro. That's how the Panthers use Greg Olsen. He is not Mark Bavaro, don't get me wrong, but it's the style of offense. He is Cam Newton's go-to guy. That's the man he always wants to throw the ball down to. Unless he's looking for a little speed, then it's Ted Ginn Jr.
And, of course, while you're watching him, you also have to make sure Cam Newton doesn't tuck the ball and run, something he can do, a two-way player. And remember, guys, Cam Newton also weighs 245 pounds. He's the size of most of the Giants' linebackers, bigger than a lot of them, nearly the size of some defensive ends in the National Football League. So he's a two-way weapon the Giants will have to look out for as well. Paul, we appreciate the time.
You got it.
Those are your three matchups to watch when the Giants host the undefeated Panthers. The Giants trying to give them their first loss of the season at MetLife Stadium at 1 o'clock on Sunday. Hope to see you out there, everybody.